Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look, man, I'm excited to have this guy on right now. This is my guy. This is Antoine Walker, NBA champion, longtime NBA three-point assassin, and obviously a Kentucky Wildcat. And Antoine, we bring you in here to the midday party with Rick and John, and I just say sorry, bro. I thought you guys were going to win last night, and you didn't get it done. But good morning, Antoine.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Yeah, we came up a little short last night. Couple plays, some bad free throw shooting, couple questionable decisions down the stretch. I felt like we should have called a timeout there after they scored the bucket to go up two. But you know, Cal's been doing it a long time, so he knows what he's doing over there on the sideline. But yes, a tough loss because the path was set up for us to make it to the Final Four, and that's not to take anything away from Kansas State or Loyola, Nevada, those teams there. But when you get Virginia to lose, how good they were, and you get Arizona, who was a four seed, you got a couple of top teams to lose. You know, you just felt like you had a clear path to win, to get to the Final Four.
I thought Rick was going to say he was sorry for you hearing that he's commando in the studios today because he dropped that on us, Antoine, and I don't know how to react, and I'm only like 4 feet away from him.
Yeah, but that. You got to understand, Rick wants to be in charge. I mean, that's something that he loves to do.
What does that mean, Antoine? You got to flesh that one out a little bit.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, he's usually hosting. He's usually taking control, running the show, setting everybody up. So you got to understand that a little bit, right?
Yeah. So, in other words, I'm doing me, and I don't care if y'all don't like it. So, Antoine, and by the way, watch Antoine Walker on SEC Network. He did an awesome job all year, and especially in the SEC tournament, Antoine. I really enjoyed your coverage.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. So going back to last night, a couple of things that I thought were crucial, and I just want to complain for a brief second and have you react. It seemed like the only offense that Kentucky had in the second half was dumping it down to Washington, double team fouled, go to the line. You know, you didn't see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander driving and just having that yo-yo and taking it to the hoop as he has. Going back to the SEC tournament, Knox was in foul trouble again, which was a problem, especially in that first half. And then Diallo with the turned ankle. But most of all, Antoine, I thought Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's irresponsibility and loose handle with the ball in the second half was a critical issue. Which one of those you want to swing on?
Well, let me. I could touch on a couple of them. Let me first start. It was a poorly officiated game. It was 51 fouls called. You can't make that many fouls in a Sweet 16 game. You got to let these players dictate the game. The referees had way too much control over that. For Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, unbelievable season. He's been on an unbelievable roll. Kentucky had won 9 out of 10 coming into the game. So they were on a natural high. They were playing great, and he was leading the charge. I did feel like he held on to it. He turned it over uncharacteristic of him a couple times coming off the pick and roll trying. And the problem, it seemed like last night, and not to take anything away from Kansas State, it seemed like Kentucky was looking for the perfect shot instead of just playing free-flowing basketball. And you're going to take some bad shots sometimes when you're playing basketball. But I think they were trying to get the perfect shot every time down, and that hurts you. And that's why you see some of those unforced turnovers that they had. But the biggest thing was that Kansas State converted, 24 points on Kentucky's 15 turnovers. So that was huge there, too, to be able to get out of transition and get some easy buckets. Kentucky doesn't run a lot of sets. If you watch them play throughout the season, I don't know how much, John, you watch them play. But they don't run a lot of sets. They run pretty much a floppy set and run a few things for Kevin Knox off some screens. But everything else is basically Alexander penetrating, coming off pick and roll, getting guys shots. They saw a mismatch, obviously, with the foul trouble last night, and they went to P.J. Washington. And no offense, I thought P.J. started to play great, but he was 8 for 20 from the free throw line. So you missed 12 free throws. You get to the line 20 times. That you put a question mark on that. Is that the reason why you lost? But Kentucky was not a great three-point shooting team all year long. I talked about this all season long, that it could come back to backfire on them. I think they made like 4 threes a game, which was one of the lowest in the country. But they go 3 for 12 last night from the free throw line. I mean, three-point line. And it's tough in college basketball to win when you're not able to obviously extend the leads with the three-point shot, get back in games with the three-point shot. And you saw the last play of the game. It's just they did not look good. I didn't know who he was going to be able to go to even to get a three-point shot off because they struggled so much shooting the three. So Kentucky had their own issues. They were very talented. They were good. They were athletic. It just took them a while to get it together, but they were playing a natural high. They had 1 9 out of 10. I'm in shock that they lost. I thought this was going to be an easy path. I'm not going to say that I'm happy with the loss. I thought this was a year we were going to the Final Four. And like I said, it's not to take anything away from Kansas State, Nevada, Loyola, Chicago, but talent-wise and the way Kentucky was playing, you could not tell me that we were not going to the Final Four.
Antoine Walker with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of Loyola Chicago, you're a native to Chicago, Illinois. The story has captivated all of us here in Atlanta and everywhere else. Do you have a little bit of pride that your city's got a school going to the Elite Eight right now?
To be honest with you, into the tournament, into these last two games, I didn't watch Loyola Chicago this year. Not for any reason. I just hadn't watched them play this year. So I can't... It's hard for me to jump on that bandwagon. Obviously, I'm a Chicago until the day I die, so obviously I'm going to support and root for them. But I don't know much about the team. I've watched them the last two games. I know they move the basketball really well. They share it. They got a group of men that believe that they can win, and they've won 3 games by a total of 4 points. So I know they got a lot of heart, and they're going to be there at the end. They're going to fight you tooth and nail. But I don't know much about them, but I got full support from me, being that they're from Chicago. I know that area very well. I know the school. One of my good friends, Emmanuel Dildy, was the assistant coach there 2 years ago. I followed him a little bit more 2 years ago, but I haven't been following them much. It's an incredible story when you think about when you go up to Loyola. It's an academic school. It's a very tough school to get into. It's more like an Ivy League school, and to be able to put together a team like they've done this year and to get the whole city behind them has been great. We haven't been able to cheer for those city schools like Loyola Chicago, UIC, DePaul in a long time, so it's great to be able to get behind the Loyola Ramblers.
Antoine, this is not a new opinion for me or anybody else. Antoine Walker joining Rick and John on the WadeFord.com hotline because Michigan's been rolling for a while, 11, 12 straight wins or whatever. They won the Big Ten tournament. I watched all of their games in that tournament. And they're rolling, dude. They scored 99 points last night, and they buzzsawed a team that took out the Tar Heels. And as I watched that game last night and track it back to all the games I've watched during the year, I think this team is going to meet Villanova in the championship game. What are your thoughts on that?
I had Duke playing Michigan. I know Kentucky road was too tough. I just thought if everything would have stayed according to seasons, I thought they would have had too many tough games to get there. So I think I had Duke and Michigan. So I'm right there with you, Rick. I did have Michigan going very far. I did like them. And I think people forgot how good Michigan was because their conference tournament was like a week before everybody else's conference tournament. So you didn't hear about Michigan for like 11 days, almost 2 weeks. And I think people forgot how good they were. But I like Duke. I think Duke has the most talent. I like the fact that Coach K is playing to his strength. He's playing zone, keeping those big guys out of foul trouble. So I like Duke. I did have Michigan in the Final Four.
Antoine, one of the upsets last night as well, Florida State, a 9 seed, taking out Gonzaga. Gonzaga just got overly worried about getting their shot blocked. Florida State had 8 or 9 a night ago. Do you think the Seminoles have a chance against Michigan?
Without question. That guard play is terrific. They play hard. I think they're riding the wave right now. I think if you look at how they're playing, they play aggressive. They take the fight to you. So Michigan has to be ready for that, to be ready to handle this fight. I love what Leonard Hamilton is doing over there with that group. They play, like I said, they play hard, and they're shocking the world. I think they got just as good as backcourt as anybody in the country. Their guard play has been terrific throughout this tournament. So people got to understand that Florida State is serious and for real, and it's going to be a great game. Michigan's going to have to be able to shoot the basketball. Michigan was 14 for 24 from the 3-point line last night. I don't know if they can duplicate that again, but they're going to need that type of effort if they got any chance of beating Florida State.
Antoine Walker joining us here, one of the great basketball analysts in America. Check him out on SEC Network and ESPN as well. Villanova and West Virginia tonight. Ooh la la. TBS 727. Who you got?
Villanova. I just think if you watch them all season long, Villanova's three ability to shoot the 3-point shot is just terrific. They shoot it from six different spots. I mean, like, I think I saw a stat where like 47% of their offense is 3-point shots. So, I mean, they can get you in so many variety of ways. I mean, I love Rick Brunson and Bridges. I think those guys are going to make it at the next level. Wichita State, I mean, it's not Wichita State. They play West Virginia. West Virginia, I watched them play all season long. West Virginia goes through long stretches without scoring the basketball. I love Javon Carter. I think he's one of the great college players of all time. But they go through stretches in games where they cannot score the basketball. So I don't know if they're going to be able to keep up with the high-powered offense of Villanova, but I like Villanova.
Antoine, we really appreciate the breakdown
you,
on everything, and love to have you back on soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'd love to come on again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.